Welcome to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. Here you can find sermons from our Sunday and Wednesday night services. You can find more information about the ministry of Addison FWB Church on our website, addisonfwbchurch.org.
Over the book of 1 Thessalonians, real familiar scripture, chapter 2, verse 18. It says, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us, for what is our hope or joy?" Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your house tonight, to be able to preach your word. We ask you, Lord, just use us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to get out of the way and let you have your right away. And for there's one here lost tonight, I pray for conviction upon, Lord, that you'll draw them to an altar prayer, Lord God, before it's too late. We ask to be at the sick and afflicted. We ask you, Lord, for one here that's just out of your will, that they'll get right with you, Father. We ask these things in Jesus Christ, his holy, precious name, and amen. You may be seated. My thought tonight for a text, what is our hope? That's the question. What is our hope? My hope tonight, I tell you, is in Jesus. The world out there, they got hope in everything you can imagine. I tell you, when you get in your car, you hope that car is going to make it to where you need to go. I can remember a time when I really hoped that car was going to get me where I needed to go. Before I had a flat tire, or before I ran out of gas, or before the engine blowed up, or a transmission went out. See, we put hope in things that we shouldn't even put hope in. I tell you what, we need to put our hope tonight in Jesus Christ. There's people who put hope tonight in a bottle of pills. They put hope in a bottle of whiskey. They put hope in everything they can imagine. They people put hope in the one that they look at in that mirror.
Yep. Come on.
We need to put our hope tonight in Jesus. Yep. Where is your hope tonight? I tell you, some of us might have really good jobs, but we don't put our hope there. If we could have all the money in the world and lose our own soul, what would it profit? It wouldn't profit nothing. There ain't nothing wrong with money, but there is something wrong with the love of money. What are you willing to do to get it? I tell you what, we need to put our hope tonight in Jesus. Where is your hope tonight? Over in the book of Psalms says, chapter 42 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." We need to put our hope in God.
Amen.
You can put hope in everything and imagine. But I tell you, when it comes right down to the end of life on this earth, the hope that you put and trust in the riches of the world, or the hope you put in a new home or a new truck or a job, ain't going to amount to nothing. All the things that we think that's really important, the things that we work for, the things that we buy, the things that makes us happy, all these things one day is going to be left behind.
Amen.
When my mom and dad passed away, all the treasures, all the valuables that they put value in, went into a dumpster. It wasn't in no U-Haul, going behind them to heaven. That wasn't where their treasures was. So they was ready to go. They put their hope in Jesus Christ. That's what matters. Tell you what, when this world is on fire, all that stuff's going to burn up. It ain't going to amount to nothing. When I leave this world, all that stuff ain't going to amount to nothing. And I figure, Tanya Sue And my lovely wife will have a big old dumpster over there and throw away everything that I had value. But my treasures ain't over there. My treasures in heaven. And the more people that I know and love and go to church with and know when they leave this world, that's a treasure.
Amen.
That's what I'm looking for. Where is your hope tonight? I think it's important to realize that, you know, I think the Bible says, you know, stir up our pure minds in a way of remembrance. I think we ought to remember where our hope is. I think we ought to remember where God has brought us from. I know when I got saved, I know I was lost on my way to hell. A lot of times I've heard people say, well, you shouldn't even talk about when you was lost. But to me, I'm reminding myself where God has brought me from. Because I tell you, they talked about here about a week ago about the creditors, one owed little, one owed much. I owed much. I was forgiven much. And if you're here tonight, you're lost, you can be forgiven for much or little, it don't matter. Lost is lost.
Amen.
It don't matter if you've been forgiven a whole bunch. But Jesus said, who do you think loves the most? The one that's forgiven much. I love the Lord. And I tell you what, I want everybody to know that my hope is in Him. It's not in me. People say, I'm just as good as you. I say, you're probably a better person than I am. I'm not no good. Jesus Christ is the only thing. People say, you think you're better than somebody else? I'm not no better than nobody. The only difference between me and somebody lost is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Without Jesus, I would be lost. Without Jesus, you would be lost. Without Jesus, we wouldn't have no hope. I tell you what, I ask you, what is your hope? If Jesus didn't come and die on the cross of Calvary and paid our sin debt, we wouldn't have no hope. We would all be near the most misery. We would be in misery. We would be without any hope. We would all be on our way to hell without any hope of ever getting out of that place. You know, I heard people say, you know, where are you going to spend eternity? You're not going to spend it. Eternity has no end. If you leave this world lost, you're going to be in hell.
Amen. Amen.
You're not going to spend it. You're going to be there with no ending. And to go to heaven, you're not going to spend eternity. You're going to be there forever and ever, no ending. You know, Brother Earl said he's looking up, trying to visualize that. Have you ever tried to visualize what eternity is?
Yeah.
Has no ending. Because everything we look at, we got a clock on the wall. We got a calendar. Everything has a time. But eternity, time will be no more. Where's your hope tonight? Colossians chapter 1 says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before the word of the truth of the gospel. Before you heard the word of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, without the preaching of the word, how are you going to be saved if you don't ever hear the word? How are you going to hear the word without a preacher? And how are you going to hear a preacher unless he's been sent, unless he's been called? I tell you what, it takes the gospel. I mean, I like singing. Singing's good. I like testifying. Testifying's good. But it takes God's word preached for you in order to get saved according to the scripture. Where's your hope? Is your hope in yourself? You know, when I was lost, I'll just use myself as an example. When I was lost, my hope was in me. And I didn't care what anybody else thought about it. I didn't ask anybody where I was going to go when I left this world. You know why? Because I knew where I'd go. And I didn't care. Well, I say I didn't care, but when I laid my head on my pillow, I had concern. And all because I was raised right here in this church.
Amen.
See, that Bible says that raise the child up the way he should go, and when he's older, it won't depart. I may have been out there and had hope in myself, but when I laid my head down on my pillow at night, I knew I was lost. I didn't have to ask nobody if I was lost. I didn't need a preacher to tell me I was lost. I knew I was lost. But there's pleasure in sin for a season. See, the devil, he can get a hold of you, keep them blinders on you, to keep you on the alcohol, keep you on drugs, keep you on whatever, you know, keep you from thinking about eternity, thinking about where's your hope at. He don't want you to think about nothing. All he wants you to do is go to hell. He don't want you to go to heaven. It ain't because the devil hates you. It's because he hates God. Because God kicked him out of heaven. Where's your hope at tonight? Jesus Christ is the only hope that will work. People try to get hope in every place. All the wrong places. But that true hope comes from Jesus Christ. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We should live a sober life. We should live a life ready for Jesus Christ to call us home. I don't know. I heard you say tonight, here today, and going tomorrow. We have no idea what tomorrow holds. All I know is Jesus Christ, he will be that hope of tomorrow. He'll be my hope next week. He'll be my hope forever. I tell you what, as long as we keep our little hand in his big hand, we can make it. And we got to make it.
Amen.
We got people depending on us. There's people in heaven waiting for us. God himself wants us to make it. Jesus Christ wants us to make it. He paid a great price that we can have salvation. All we got to do is just believe on him. It ain't really that hard. You know, everybody... I tell you what, if you have something that you want to get rid of, and you put it out there in front of your front yard and put it on there free, nobody wants it. You put it out there, you put $100 on there, people stop by and don't want to buy it. You tell people they can have salvation for free. They don't want nothing to do with it. They want to be able to earn it. And there ain't nothing. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. I tell you what, it cost God his son the price you could not pay. We all owed a debt that we could not pay. We all was on our way to hell. I tell you what, we couldn't get to him. He came down to us. He wants us to go to heaven. He paid the price. God the Father allowed his son to pay a sin debt that we owed. He didn't owe it.
Amen.
We owed it. What greater love than this that a man lay down his life for his friends? We're his friend. God considers us his friend. We're family. I tell you what, God has done everything that he can do. in order for us to make it to heaven. But it's up to us. He gave us a choice. You know, we can go or we don't have to go. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, I don't know why anybody would not want to go. Because if you don't go to heaven, you're going to go to hell. Those are only two places. As my sister would say, heaven or hell. And that's the truth. That's the only two places. The Bible says, try the spirits and see if they're of God. Right over in Hebrews says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. God can't lie. He says you must be born again. And I tell you what, if your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're not going to be lost. You are lost. There ain't no in-between places. The Bible says that there were some books that were open in heaven, the books of works. And everybody was judged out of those books. Then the Bible says there's another book open, which is the Lamb's Book of Life. And everybody whose name that was not found in that Lamb's Book of Life was cast alive into the lake of fire, which is the second death. So that your works are not going to save you. I believe, you know, if you get saved, I believe you'll have works. I believe you'll want to do for the Lord.
Amen.
You'll want to testify to people. You'll want to help people that's in need. But that you're not doing that to get to heaven. You're doing that because you're saved. You're getting that because you got the love of God in your heart. You got compassion now for the brother, for the sisters. You want to help one another. When one falls or one's hurting and everybody's hurting, I tell you what, that's called compassion. The world don't have very much of that. But the church should be full of it. We should be there to help each other. Because our hope is in God tonight. Where's your hope tonight? Praise his name. He's worthy of all praise. I tell you what, Romans says, by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patient experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That was all. He died for all of us. Even the worst person that you can think of. We was all ungodly. We was all lost. See, that's a hard to get that across. That to realize if you've been saved for 30, 40 years that one day you was lost. Just as lost as I was when I got saved. We was all lost. We was all without hope.
Yep.
But we heard the preacher preach about this hope that we didn't know about. We didn't have a concern for it. But when he preached that night about that hope, and then the Holy Spirit came up down here and he put that conviction up on you. And I tell you what happened then you had a concern. You wanted to hear a little bit more about that hope. Because you realize that you are lost. And you realize that hell's a real place. And you realize that heaven is a real place. And I tell you what, when the Lord gets a hold of you, with that conviction power,
yep.
All these other things, I can remember the night I got saved. The devil is saying he's not talking to you. And the Lord says, yes, I am.
Amen.
You come as you are. He didn't ask me to go change nothing. He didn't ask me to quit nothing. He said, come just the way you are. You know, I've heard people say, well, I would. But I'll have to wait till I quit smoking. I'll have to wait till I quit drinking. I'll have to wait to quit and get myself cleaned up. I said, no, you don't got to quit nothing. You mean I can drink and come to church? Yep. Come just the way you are. You got to get them here. They got to hear the word. Jesus can clean them up. Jesus hung around sinners.
Amen.
And I was one of them. I mean, he walked this earth, and what's he eating dinner with publicans and sinners? All these wine bibbers and drunks, tax collectors. What's he doing? And I'll tell you what, on the cross, a murderer, a thief beside him said, remember me. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That's who he hung around with. He didn't go hung around with the Pharisees. They thought they was all right. I tell you what, in order to get saved, you got to realize that you're lost. Where's your hope at tonight? Have you heard about Jesus? He's the hope of all glory. There is no other hope in this world. I tell you what, the world wants you to think that there's hope everywhere. But there is no hope. If you listen to Oprah, she'll tell you you're a God. I tell you what, quit listening to Oprah.
Amen.
Get in the Word of God.
Amen.
Quit listening to Dr. Phil. Quit listening to all these television preachers that's telling you it's okay. Oh, send us in a pledge and we'll pray for you.
Come on, man.
Ask us to pray for you. You don't got to send in no pledge. It's an honor to pray for somebody in need. It's an honor to pray for you. It's an honor to me for someone to ask me, hey, remember this one in prayer. Remember this person in prayer. Remember me in prayer. I don't take it lightly. I take it as an honor. Because that's what we should do, pray for one another.
Amen.
Because I tell you, none of us is perfect. None of us is perfect.
That's right.
We're all weak. You might think you're strong, but I tell you what, we all got a valley to go through. I tell you what, we got valleys to walk through, but I tell you what, I remember Brother Rick preaching that. He is the lily of the valley. Brian Starr. He's the God of the mountain, but he's in the valley too.
Yes, he is.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always. What greater hope than that? To have a Savior who loves us, who goes with us everywhere we go. He'll go with us to the funeral home. Emergency room. Operating table. Anywhere you go. He's there. What greater love than that? To have a friend that sticks closer than any brother. I've had friends that I thought they were really good friends. They said they'd be there at any time I needed them. But when the time came, they wasn't nowhere to be found. But Jesus has always been there. No matter what time of day it is, no matter what time of night it is, He's always right there. He's right there to hear our prayers. He ain't saying, wait a minute, I got Jamie over here on the other line. He's not saying, wait a minute, I got a beat. He said, cast your cares upon him. He can hear all of us. Everybody in the world. Everybody in the world was to pray at the same time. He hear each and every one. And he would answer each and every one. Sometimes we may not like the answer. Sometimes it's no. And sometimes it's not right now. And sometimes it's yes. But we got to accept his answer. Where's your hope? Is your hope tonight in Jesus? I pray that it is. Is the Lord dealing with your heart? Is he knocking on your heart? It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter how young you are. Brother Rick wasn't quite 12 years old. He got saved. I think I wasn't quite 36 years old when I got saved. I wish it would have been a lot sooner. But the main thing is, where you stand with the Lord right now. It don't matter what you was yesterday. I've heard people, you know, people said, you know, they got saved at a young age, and now they're out here in the world doing whatever they want to do, living for the devil, thinking they're okay, thinking when they die, they're going to fly off to heaven. That's a lie of the devil.
Amen.
You need to know who your Lord is. And you know if you're saved or not. You know, people say, well, how do you know you're saved? Why wouldn't I know? I was there when it happened, for one thing. And when I was lost, I knew I was lost. I knew I was on my way to hell. Why wouldn't I know when the Lord wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Why wouldn't I know when that burden lifted off me? It didn't happen at an altar prayer. It happened over there in my house, in my bed. I mean, I thought I was saved right here, but I wasn't. I wasn't done praying. But when I got home, I continued praying till I felt that burden lift off me. I didn't have to ask anybody. I knew exactly what happened. And I haven't been the same since. That's what the Lord could do for you. You know, when you think you went too far, the Lord can do something with you.
Amen.
First thing you got to realize is that you're lost. Then you're eligible to be saved.
Amen.
People that think they're okay, they're the hardest people to reach.
Amen.
Because they think they're okay. They think they don't need a Savior. But when it comes down to the end of this life, you're going to wish you knew Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And if you're saved, you're going to be glad of it. You're not going to regret it. To hear him say, enter in to the joys of the Lord. Or are you going to hear him say, depart from me, I never knew you. Or depart from me, I know you not. I want to hear him say, enter in.
You've been listening to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. You can find more information and explore our outreach ministries on our website at addisonfwbchurch.org. Thank you for listening.